Richard, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you for having me.
The National Underground Railroad Freedom Center will open an important exhibition next Friday. It's called Mandela, The Journey to Ubuntu. Our listeners may not be familiar with the concept of Ubuntu, so let's begin with your telling us exactly what that refers to.
In South Africa, there's obviously multiple languages, but this is actually a South African term, and it means I am because we are. It's about shared humanity, and this is something that Mandela's life shows us throughout the journey.
I'd also like you to talk a little bit about Mandela himself and his vital role in South Africa.
So Mandela was a crucial person in helping fight for equality for everyone in South Africa. In fact, he was willing to die for freedom of everyone and their equality there. So we're very excited about bringing this exhibition to Cincinnati.
Well, this exhibition has been put together by the Freedom Center in partnership with Matthew Willman, who's a South African documentary photographer. Tell us more about Willman and his recording of places associated with Mandela.
So Matthew has an incredible story. He was a young man that actually spent 10 years with Nelson Mandela, the last 10 years of his life. And actually, to get to that point, he, for 10 years prior to that, wrote letters every single month to the Nelson Mandela Foundation, asking if he could come photograph him. The foundation kept writing back and saying, unfortunately, he could not. Eventually, after 10 years of doing that, they finally granted him permission to come and photograph Nelson Mandela. Matthew thought this would be a one-time shot. So he goes in, he films Nelson Mandela, waits a couple of days, gets a call back from the foundation, and they're like, hey, we want you to come and photograph him more as a commissioned photographer. Matthew goes and begins his photographing of his experience with Nelson. One of the interesting stories, though, is prior to that, what he started to do was he wanted to go and document Nelson Mandela's life. So he started to travel around to the places where Nelson Mandela grew up. He photographed those locations. He came back and sent those to the foundation, and that's how he finally got the approval to spend time with Nelson Mandela for his last 10 years of his life.
Will he be present at the opening of the exhibition?
He will be at the opening. He actually will be there with us on March 24th here in Cincinnati. He also will lead a couple of special tours throughout the galleries, which we will post on our website of how you can book those tours with Matthew taking you through the exhibition.
Oh, that sounds really interesting. Well, in addition to his photographs, the exhibition contains artifacts from Mandela's life on loan from the foundation. Tell us more about these objects.
So the objects we actually have are actually on loan from Matthew, who works with the foundation as a commissioned photographer. But Matthew, as he was traveling around collecting Nelson Mandela's story, started to collect personal artifacts. So he has pieces from his jail cell, a piece from the floor, which we will actually have there. You'll see some abstract scenes throughout the gallery. You will also get to walk inside the jail cell that Mandela was at. We have actually reproduced everything that was in the jail cell when Mandela was there. We've actually brought in some stones actually from the rock quarry when he was in prison and worked in the rock quarry. So we've actually brought some of those stones in. So some of this stuff has never came out of South Africa, and it will actually be in this exhibition.
Well, one of the astonishing things about his life is that he was in jail for years, which is a big hunk of anybody's life.
And it's a powerful story, and we definitely try to highlight that part of his life because it really made him who he was. And there will be a conclusion piece where it will speak directly to that and actually how he laid down all his past burdens of the people that went against him and laid all that down. And there will be a spot for that at the end of the exhibition where we speak directly to that.
Does this exhibition bring new insights to him and to his role? I'm sure that it does.
It definitely does. There's a lot of us that have heard of Nelson Mandela, but we're actually going to humanize him and show a personal side of his personal story from how he goes from rural beginnings to running a major country around the world. So it's a really powerful story. We're also going to challenge our visitors to engage personally with the exhibition, with our conclusion. So we're very excited about how we bring the story to life. It is a photograph exhibition, but it's very much three-dimensional, where people actually get to walk through Nelson Mandela's story.
What sort of education did he have?
So he did have actually some formal education. He was lucky enough to come from a royal ancestry, went to high school, unlike many South African people from that time, especially Africans at that time. Then he was actually able to go to college. He went to law school for a period of time. So he did have some formal education throughout this process.
What's the most interesting thing in the exhibition for you?
Definitely the conclusion of where we have people engage personally with the story. I don't want to give too much of it away, but it will definitely lead people up to that moment throughout his story. And we're going to ask people to do something that Nelson Mandela did when he was imprisoned in the rock quarry. So we're very excited about that experience at the end.
Will the exhibition be seen elsewhere, or is the Freedom Center its only venue?
We're actually in negotiations right now for traveling the exhibition. Unfortunately, we cannot announce where it will travel after the Freedom Center. We will do that as we move through the exhibition. We will make announcements about where it will travel afterwards, but definitely this will be traveling around the United States.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because it's a major undertaking, and it seemed to me that it should be a traveling show.
It's definitely been a major undertaking. We, for our International Freedom Conductors Award, our IFCA Award, gave postmortem Nelson Mandela our award here in Cincinnati in 2014 and got to know Matthew and the foundation and have been working on this exhibition for about 2 years very quietly in Cincinnati and are very excited to share it to the community.
The news release didn't give an end date to the exhibition. Have you established that since it went out?
We have. So we open, obviously, next Friday, March 24th, and we will run through August 20th, 2017.
Well, before we close, I want to ask you about your title at the Freedom Center, because it's not one that I've run into before. You are Director of Museum Experiences, and can you tell us exactly what that entails?
Absolutely. A couple of years ago, we had the chance to look at a couple of our titles and wanted to make the public aware that we're trying to create experiences inside the Freedom Center. Experiences from our school group programs to our public programs to our exhibitions. We definitely try to get people to engage with everything that we do at the Freedom Center. So we wanted to make that kind of a forefront of what we were doing. So we actually renamed our entire department, which includes exhibitions, collections, programming, education, interpretation, community engagement to museum experiences, because we were trying to make that the forefront of what we do. We want to create experiences for when people come into our museum.
Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about the new exhibition, Mandela, The Journey to Ubuntu, opening to the public next Friday.
Well, thank you so much.
We've been talking with Richard Cooper, Director of Museum Experiences at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center in downtown Cincinnati. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.
Nelson Mandela.